100 former professional footballers are set to receive free health screenings under a new scheme from the Irish Professional Footballers Benevolent Association. Cork-based Advanced Medical Services will carry out 4 days of screening at the Shamrock Lodge Hotel in Athlone, with retired male and female players taking part. Four-time League of Ireland champion Colin Hawkins is among those involved. The ex and Pats, Bows and Shells defender was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in January 2023. He spoke to Barry Gallagher about the initiative.
I think I'm a great example of it, where I was blessed with whatever clubs I was with, whether it was in the UK or here in Ireland. You were always spoiled rotten. If you needed to get to the club doctor, or if you needed a scan, you'd be the first one down to the cabin. So you were well looked after during your football career. But then afterwards, it's interesting, when I found myself sick 3 years ago now, I didn't actually have a GP. So because I'd been spoiled with club doctors, I couldn't register with any around Meath where I was living. I was struggling to get one in Dublin. So I was actually down at a conference in Galway at the time, and I went to see a GP friend of mine, Noel Howard, because I wasn't feeling well. And I knew there wasn't something quite right. And that set the ball rolling for me. That was in November. And then come January, that's when I was diagnosed with cancer after having my bloods, etc. checked. So that was my biggest problem. I didn't have a GP. So that's the first thing I'd advise everyone. If you haven't got a doctor or you're not getting regular checkups, just make sure you're all over it, because you just never know.
And I suppose, look, as part of the screening, like, there's also a mental health check for someone who played the game at a professional level. Was it common for retired players to have mental health challenges after stepping away from the game?
Yeah, 100%. You have the adulation and the rewards and the trophies and the medals and the stuff you pick up along the way, and you have big crowds behind you all the time. And then suddenly, when that's taken away from you, it is difficult to deal with it. And suddenly they've got this big empty space, and that whole camaraderie that you'll miss from the dressing room, that's probably the thing that most players, ex-players will talk about. They miss that dressing room banter and that social element where, you know, you're part of a team, where suddenly you're left on your own, you're trying to figure out, where do I go? And I have openly spoken about where I've been really positive and dealt with my own cancer diagnosis and treatment for the last 3 years. I was doing really well and Mr. Positive and everything was great. And then just as of last October, things definitely got on top of me, and I found myself, you know, very withdrawn and feeling quite depressed. So I went and spoke to my team in the Mater Hospital, and they put me in touch with people, and I had quite a few counselling sessions that really helped me. And then I was put on some medication, and the relief and benefit I've received from that, I'm now in January, I've just returned to work. I've been out since last Easter because of fatigue, etc., with my treatment. So I'm now in a place mentally where I was able to go back to work, and I'm feeling a lot better. So again, these health checks that we're having over this week are going to be really helpful, and I'm sure it'll throw up quite a number of surprises for guys with regards maybe mental health or their own, whether it's their cholesterol or their fitness or their bloods aren't right or whatever. So it's really important, and it's just a brilliant incentive that's been put in front of us.
Great idea. Former footballer Colin Hawkins talking with Barry Gallagher. It's 10 to 9.